State Controller Tom DiNapoli finds that of more than 4,000 local governments and school districts he surveyed, 300 report budget deficits and 100 don't have enough cash on hand to pay all of their bills. Many municipalities that are in the black are only keeping afloat financially by spending down their reserves. DiNapoli says the financial squeeze comes as the Great Recession continues to linger, tax revenues and state and federal aid decline, and health care costs for governments grow.
This new fiscal reality of a continued difficult economy and multiple years now of more pressure in terms of limits on the kind of state and federal aid that localities could expect, all of that is creating more and more stress points in cities, towns, villages, counties, school districts all across New York State.
The declines in aid and revenue total more than $400 million. DiNapoli says cities are feeling the greatest pressure, but suburban and rural areas are also hurting as sales tax revenues shrink and the property values decline. The housing slump has meant fewer houses bought and sold, and the mortgage recording tax revenue is down. DiNapoli says the recently enacted property tax cap is another hurdle for local governments, though he says political pressure has kept taxes from rising at previous rates. Instead, governments are resorting to spending cuts. They're reducing police and fire protection, garbage collection, recreational programs, and road repair. Even with lower tax increases and spending cuts, 8 counties, cities, and villages are reaching their constitutional taxing limit, and they face a cutoff of all state aid if they raise taxes any higher. What's worse, the controller's report finds that many municipalities don't even fully grasp the scope of their fiscal troubles due to poor budgeting practices like overestimating revenue and underestimating costs, he says.
At a time where you see this stress and challenge coming from all these other factors, if you don't have your own budget house in proper order, where at least you're dealing with honest numbers, you're going to find yourself really caught in a tough situation.
DiNapoli says in the long term, an improved economy and perhaps government consolidation could ease the pressure. But he says in the short run, there's no easy answers.
There aren't any simple solutions or fixes, to this problem. As long as the state's having a tough time keeping our budget in balance, there probably is not going to be a significant increase in the aid to these localities. And obviously the federal government has its challenges as well. That puts additional stress on the state. So it's going to mean in the short run continuing to make very tough choices on spending, tough choices on revenue. We can't escape that.
The controller says his report did not find that any municipalities are in immediate danger of bankruptcy, like some local governments in California. But he says it's possible that some cities, towns, or villages could in the future find themselves under the strictures of a state-appointed financial control board. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.